I'm Tim McGuire. The House Judiciary Committee wants everything from the Mueller investigation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mughani with more.
It's the first shot in what could be a long legal battle. A day after getting the redacted version, the House Judiciary Committee's issued a subpoena for the full thing, including usually secret grand jury information.
We need the whole report, including the underlying documents, unredacted.
Chairman Jerry Nadler telling CBS This Morning Congress requires the entire report as it pushes ahead with investigating President Trump's actions. Nadler's asking for the report by May 1st, a day before Attorney General William Barr testifies before the panel. Sagar Mughani, Washington.
In a tweet today, the president calls some of the statements made to Mueller's team fabricated and totally untrue. He alleges that notes some people said they took after meeting with him didn't exist until they were created for the investigation. Former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to soon join the already crowded field of Democrats running for president.
Three people with knowledge of Joe Biden's plans tell the Associated Press the former vice president will join the race next week, possibly as early as Wednesday. Biden would be the oldest and most experienced politician among the 18 other high-profile Democrats who have already announced presidential bids. And while he will enter as a frontrunner, he faces questions about his age, he's 76, and whether his more moderate record fits with a party that's become more liberal. President Trump's Republican allies have privately warned Biden might pose the greatest threat to his re-election, given Biden's potential appeal amongst white working-class voters in the Midwest who helped propel Trump to victory. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A severe weather system has now killed four people, two in Mississippi, one each in Alabama and North Florida. Storms from the system now slamming Florida and Georgia. It is expected in the Carolinas and Virginia later today. This is AP Radio News. A South Carolina prosecutor says 10-year-old Rania Wright's death last month was not from injuries in a school fight, but rather ruptured blood vessels caused by an undiagnosed birth defect. Solicitor Duffy Stone.
In this situation, in this case, and in fact it is a rare instance, the arteries and veins are tangled and intertwined. That causes pressure on the artery and the vascular walls, and that pressure eventually will lead to rupture.
Stone says the young girl had been complaining of headaches for 2 years, visiting doctors seven times over those 2 years. The child's family has maintained another fifth-grade girl had hit or pushed her. A California couple who pleaded guilty to years of torture and abuse of 12 of their 13 children are sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. David and Louise Turpin were sentenced in an emotional hearing that saw some of their children speak publicly about the abuse for the first time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.